Moroccans are desperate. Years of political crackdown and lack of economic opportunities. To display this content from YouTube, you must enable advertisement tracking and audience measurement. One of your browser extensions seems to be blocking the video player from loading. To watch this content, you may need to disable it on the site. Issued on, modified. Francois Picard is pleased to welcome Ada Alami, New York Times World Contributor. Drawing on her own field reporting at the Moroccan border, Alami challenges attempts to explain the mass crossing to the Spanish enclave of Ceuta, primarily through a theory of deliberate state orchestration. While acknowledging both Morocco's history of leveraging migration in its relations with Spain and the possibility that security forces made tactical decisions on the day, Alami insists on distinguishing evidence from inference. Her reporting instead points towards an interaction between online misinformation, overwhelmed security forces, and a population already primed to migrate by political repression and limited economic opportunity. More significantly, Alami shifts the analytical frame from the intentions of the Moroccan state to the motivations of the migrants themselves. In her account, speculation over whether Morocco manufactured the crisis can obscure a more consequential political fact. Large numbers of Moroccans were sufficiently disillusioned with conditions at home that rumors of an open border could rapidly mobilize them. Read Morno, Solid Proof, Morocco Planned Ceuta Migrant Rush, says Spanish PM Sanchez. The border crisis, therefore, becomes not only a question of Moroccan-Spanish diplomacy or migration management, but also an expression of deeper frustration within Moroccan society.